Good afternoon, everyone. In honor of Hanukkah this week, I'd like to discuss the topic of the recitation of Hallel on Hanukkah. So the Gemara mentions in numerous places that there's a mitzvah to recite Hallel on Hanukkah. The Gemara in Erchin on Daf Yod Amid Beis has a list of all of the days on which we recite Hallel Shalim, the complete Hallel throughout the year. And the 8 days of Hanukkah constitute 8 of those days on which we recite Hallel. In addition to that, the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, where the Gemara has the famous brisa of Mai Chanukah, what is Chanukah? And the Gemara explains that eventually after the Nis of the Nitzachon of the Chashmonaim and the Nis Pach Shemen, so Chanukah was established as Yomim Tovim Behalel Vehoda'ah. Chanukah was established as a holiday marked by Halel Vehoda'ah. So it's very clear from the Gemara that Hallel has an important place, plays a significant role on Hanukkah. And in that light, so I want to focus on a number of questions with respect to the mitzvah of Hallel on Hanukkah. So the first one is going to be to try to determine what the mechayiv, what the basis for Hallel on Hanukkah really is. What purpose does Hallel on Hanukkah play? And what is its nature? How can we describe the type of Hallel the type of Hallel that exists on Hanukkah. Secondly, what's the relationship between Hallel on Hanukkah and Hallel on the other days on which Hallel is recited throughout the year? We mentioned at the beginning that the Gemara in Erchin has 18 different times in which we recite Hallel. We know that we recite Hallel on Sukkot for all 8 days. We also recite Hallel Shalim on the first days of Pesach and on Shavuos. So what's the relationship between Hallel on Hanukkah and Hallel on other Yamim Tovim? And finally, let's discuss some of the ramifications of these questions, of the Mechayiv of Hallel and its nature, specifically with respect to who's obligated in the Hallel. For example, would women be obligated to recite Hallel on Hanukkah, or would they be Peturos? And let's try to focus on some other of the consequences that stem from these questions. So in order to introduce Hallel on Hanukkah and the role that it plays, it's helpful to try to have a skira, a basic overview of the different forms and types of Hallel that we find in the halacha. And we're going to point to 4 different types of Hallels that we find in the halacha. So the first category is what we could call Hallel Midin Yom Tov, which means that as part of the basic fabric of a Yom Tov, we have the recitation of Hallel. And just as on a Yom Tov, we have, for example, we have an Isser Malacha, which is inherent to the Yom Tov. We have a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, which is a mitzvah de Oraisa. So we also have the mitzvah of the recitation of Hallel. Hallel there plays the role as part of an essential component to the fabric and the character of a day of Yom Tov. And this approach can be seen in a comment of the Ramban, in his comments to the Ramban's Shorashim in Sefer HaMitzvos, where in Shorash Aleph, the Ramban explains that Hallel on Yom Tov could be a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. That Hallel on Yom Tov really is just part of that category of Simchas Yom Tov, clearly playing the role of being part of the fabric of Yom Tov. So that's category number one, what we termed Hallel Midin Yom Tov. Then you have another type of Hallel, which is quite specific, but also quite fascinating, which is Hallel that's part of a Maisa Mitzvah. And that means that when one does a specific Maisa Mitzvah, so part and parcel of doing that Maisa Mitzvah is the accompaniment of a Hallel. Where do we find such a phenomenon? So based on the Gemara in Psachim, and Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, the Gra in Orech Chaim Simin Chaf Beis, explains that the Hallel that we recite during Shchitas HaPesach, when the Pesach was slaughtered on Yud Daled Nisan, and also during Netilas Lulav, when we take Lulav on Tesvav Tishrei, so the Hallel that we recite during the performances of those mitzvos is a Hallel that's part of a Maisa Mitzvah. And that means that there's no mechayiv of the Hallel in and of itself, but rather the performance of the mitzvah requires the accompaniment of a Hallel. I mean, you can't have a Netilas Lulav without doing a Hallel at the same time, so to speak. Of course, you would be Yotze, the mitzvah d'oraisa of Lulav, without doing the Hallel, but the ideal form of taking Lulav on Tesvav Tishrei is to do it together with the recitation of Hallel. So that's our second category, Hallel as part of a Maisa Mitzvah. The third category is what we could call a Hallel for a yeshua from a tzara, meaning when we recite Hallel in order to thank Hashem for saving us from a particular difficult time in history, from a particular trial, and a hodah al hanis, and thanking Hashem for a nis that He provides for us. And this we find also in the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara explains that al kol tzara v'tzara, whenever Klal Yisrael endured a certain tzara, so they would respond with Hallel, and that response was established by the Nevi'im. And this is also an approach taken by some of the Rishonim. Rav Yochum Fishel Perla explains that according to the Smak, there's a mitzvah de'oraisa to recite Hallel in response to the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. So this third category is where we recite Hallel as a mode of thanks to Hashem for saving us from a particular difficult time in history. And finally, the fourth category is what we might call Hallel al Hanis, which is the terminology Tosfos uses in Masechet Sukkah and Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. And this Hallel al Hanis a little bit is somewhat distinct from the third category, because here we're not getting at the idea that we're thanking Hashem for saving us from the Tzara, but rather that we are publicizing a certain miracle that Hashem did by reciting Hallel. And this is actually the approach that Rabbeinu Yonah, in his commentary to Maseches Brachos, this is the approach that he takes to explain all recitations of Hallel. Rabbeinu Yonah explains that whenever we recite Hallel on a Yom Tov, we're doing so in order to publicize the miracles that took place on that holiday. So Hallel really comes as a form of Pirsumei Nisa for Rabbeinu Yonah. So in total, we have four different types of Hallel. We have Hallel Midin Yom Tov, part of the fabric of a Yom Tov. We have Hallel as part of a Maaseh Mitzvah, like Netilas Lulav or Shechitas HaPesach. We have Hallel al Yeshua Mitzara, where we thank Hashem and praise Him for having saved us from a tzara. And we have Hallel al Hanis, where we use Hallel in order to execute the idea of Pirsumei Nisa in order to publicize certain miracles that led us to say that Hallel. So the question for us is, into what category of Hallel does the Hallel of Chanukah fall? How are we supposed to characterize the Hallel of Chanukah? So let's try to get to the bottom of this question via another question. And that is, why Hallel is recited on all 8 days of Chanukah? We know that whenever we have a Hallel on a Yom Tov, it's not necessarily taken for granted that we're going to recite Hallel on each and every one of the days of Yom Tov. It is the case that we recite Hallel on Sukkot for all 8 days of Sukkot, but on Pesach we recite Hallel only on the Hallel Shalim, that is, only on the first days of Pesach. And the Gemara in Erechin explains that there's a clear difference between Sukkot and Pesach that accounts for this distinction. And that is that on Sukkot, the days of Sukkot are chalukin b'korbanoseihen. There were a different number of musafim that were brought each and every day of Chag HaSukkos. And therefore, because each day was separated by a different number of musafim, so therefore a separate halal is recited each day. In contrast, on Pesach, the days of Pesach were not chalukin b'korbanoseihen. Rather, the musaf stayed the same throughout the days of Pesach, and therefore Hallel Shalim, we suffice with a Hallel Shalim only on the first day of Pesach. So on Hallel, we know that we recite, sorry, on Chanukah, we know that we recite Hallel for all 8 days. But why is that? What's the reason for reciting Hallel on all 8 days? We find two main approaches in the Rishonim that are quoted in the Beis Yosef in Siman Orachaim, in Orachaim Siman Taf Resh Pei Gimel, which is the Siman of recitation of Hallel on Chanukah. The first one comes from the Shibolei Haleket. And the Shibolei Haleket basically makes Chanukah parallel to Sukkot. And he explains that just as on Sukkot, each of the days is Chalukin b'Korban Oseihen, so there's also something on Chanukah that distinguishes one day from another. And what is that? So it's the number of Neros that we light each day of Chanukah. Since each day of Chanukah corresponds to a different number of Neros, so therefore, that would be ample reason to have a separate Hallel each and every one of the days of Chanukah. In fact, the Abu Draham explains that because we light a different number of candles each day of Chanukah, so therefore each day is considered like a Yom Tov Bifnei Atzmo. Each and every day of Chanukah is considered like a Yom Tov Bifnei Atzmo, like its own independent Yom Tov, and on that basis, each one requires a distinct recitation of Hallel. So that would be why we recite Hallel for all 8 days of Hanukkah. However, the Meiri, in his commentary to Shabbos on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, where the sugyos of Hanukkah arise, so the Meiri presents a different approach as to why we recite Hallel for all 8 days, and he explains that it's because of Riboy V'chidosh Hanis, that it's because the miracle of Hanukkah, the miracle of the Pach Shemen, was heightened each and every day of Hanukkah. Meaning the longer and longer that the Pach Shemen lasted, the more the miracle was accentuated. And therefore, because each day of Hanukkah corresponds to a heightened sense of the miracle, so each day constitutes new reason for the recitation of Hallel. So if we take a step back and try to question the relationship between these two explanations, let's try to place our finger on how each of these explanations relates to each other. The first one being that of the Shibboleth HaLeket and Abu Draham, that each day of Hanukkah is considered like a Yom Tov Bifnei Atzmo, as marked by the different number of candles that are lit each day. And on the other hand, the second approach of the Meiri, that the reason why we recite Hallel each day is because the miracle was accentuated each day. So what's the relationship between these two? So I wanted to suggest that perhaps these two explanations reflect different understandings of the role of Hallel on Hanukkah. According to the former explanation, that of the Shibboleth HaLeket and Abu Draham, so Hallel is a function of Hanukkah's status as a quasi-Yom Tov. As the Gemara in Shabbos explains, it's Yamim Tovim B'Hallel V'Hoda. Of course, there's no Isser Malacha, but Hanukkah could be seen as a Ke'en Yom Tov, as a type of quasi-Yom Tov. And that being the case, so as a quasi-Yom Tov, it requires Hallel to be recited it requires the recitation of Hallel. And therefore, the Abu Draham and the Shibboleth HaLeket explain that because each and every day of Hanukkah is a separate Ke'en Yom Tov, each one is like a Yom Tov Bifnei Atzmo, therefore each one requires a separate recitation of Hallel. So according to this understanding, the nature of Hallel on Hanukkah would be Hallel Midin Yom Tov. It would be Hallel as part of the fabric of Hanukkah's status as a quasi-Yom Tov. But according to the latter explanation of the Meiri, that the reasons for reciting Hallel each and every day of Hanukkah is because of the Riboy V'chidush Hanis, because of the heightened sense of the miracle each day. So according to that explanation, Hallel is not necessarily a function of Hanukkah's status as a quasi-Yom Tov, but rather it's a function of the Nis of Hanukkah. The reason why we recite Hallel on Hanukkah is in order to either give thanks to Hashem for the Nis of Hanukkah or to publicize the Nis of Hanukkah. But it's tied at its core to the Nis, not necessarily to the status of Hanukkah as a Yom Tov. So if that's the case, then these two explanations of the Rishonim as to why Hallel is recited on all 8 days of Hanukkah could reflect two different approaches to the nature of Hallel on Hanukkah. One being Hallel being Midin Yom Tov, and the other being Hallel Midin Persume Nisa, or Hoda'a Al Hanis. So in that light, let's try to pinpoint the different explanations of the Rishonim as to the basis for Hallel on Hanukkah. So we said before that perhaps according to the Abu Draham and the Shibboleth HaLeket, Hallel would be Midin Yom Tov. And the truth is that we seem to find this in the Tashbetz as well. I think this is suggested by the Tashbetz. The Tashbetz explains that it must be the case that Hallel on Hanukkah is only Midrabanan. How do we know that Hallel on Hanukkah is only Midrabanan? For a very obvious reason. What's that reason? Because Hanukkah itself is only Midrabanan. So since the whole holiday of Hanukkah is Midrabanan, it must be the case that the Hallel that's recited on Hanukkah is only Midrabanan. So that argument seems to perceive Hallel as a function of the holiday of Hanukkah. Because the holiday is only Midrabanan, therefore it must be the case that the Hallel is only Midrabanan. So too here we see an indication from the Tashbetz that the Hallel of Hanukkah is Midin the Yom Tov of Hanukkah, and since the Yom Tov is only Midrabanan, therefore the Hallel is only Midrabanan. In other explanations of the Rishonim and the Achronim, we find the approach that Hallel and Hanukkah is based on a Hoda'a al Yeshua Mitzara, that we were persecuted during the times of the Yevanim, and therefore when we were saved during the Nis of Hanukkah, so we had reason to recite Hallel at that time, and not only would we recite Hallel at that time, but for posterity we would recite Hallel thereby afterwards. So this is the approach taken by Rav Yerucham Fishel Perla in his explanation of the Smak, that at the time of the Nes of Chanukah, we recited Hallel in order to thank Hashem for his salvation. And going forward, even though we in the 21st century are not actually experiencing the salvation of Chanukah, but we recite Hallel for that salvation that took place so many years ago. And the truth is that we find evidence for this in the Gemara as well. The Gemara in Pesachim explains, as we said before, that al kol tzara v'tzara we're supposed to recite halal. So what does kol tzara v'tzara refer to? So Rashi, in a couple of places, explains that kol tzara v'tzara refers to Hanukkah. So here too, it seems like the Gemara is insinuating that the reason to recite Halal on Hanukkah is to give thanks to Hashem for having saved us from the tzara of the persecution of the Yevanim. So far we've seen two approaches. Approach number one, that Halal on Hanukkah would be a function of Hanukkah status as a Yom Tov. Approach number two, that Halal on Hanukkah is to give thanks to Hashem for having saved us from the persecution of the Yevanim. Approach number three is to see Halal on Hanukkah as a fulfillment of the idea of Pursume Nisa, which of course is a sine qua non for Hanukkah, for all 8 days of Hanukkah, and everything that we do on Hanukkah, the Neros of Hanukkah and the Alanisim of Hanukkah, everything is about Pursume Nisa. So too, Halal on Hanukkah would be a fulfillment of Pursume Nisa. This approach is taken explicitly by some of the Rishonim, and at their fore is Rab Daniel Habavli. Rab Daniel Habavli, in his in a tshuva to which Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam, the son of the Rambam, responded, Rab Daniel Habavli explains that the whole purpose of Halal on Hanukkah, and for that matter Halal in general, is to fulfill the idea of Pursume Nisa. And based on this, Rav Daniel Habavli actually is of the opinion that Halal on Hanukkah would be a fulfillment of Kiyom De'oraisa. Even though, of course, Hanukkah as a holiday is only Midrabanan, it was established by the Rabbanan, but because Halal is a fulfillment of Pursume Nisa, and Pursume Nisa, Rav Daniel Habavli explains, is a concept that is Midrabanan, it's a Torah instructed concept. So therefore, explains Rav Daniel Habavli that the Halal on Hanukkah coming to fulfill a De'oraisa concept would actually be mid-De'oraisa. So the third approach here is that Halal on Hanukkah is a fulfillment of Pursume Nisa. I wanted to explore perhaps a fourth approach, which is to describe Halal on Hanukkah as actually something unique, something not falling into one of the categories that we listed at the beginning of this year. And that is to see Halal on Hanukkah as what I would term a Kiyum Hayom, which means to say that the whole purpose, the whole Kiddushas Hayom of Hanukkah is to be days of Halal v'Hoda'ah. Just as we saw from the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, that how were the days of Hanukkah established? As Yamim Tovim beHalal v'Hoda'ah. Rashi there in Shabbos and Shabbos Chaf Aleph Amud Beis explains that Yamim Tovim beHalal v'Hoda'ah means Shelo Nikbeu Ela Likros Halal v'Lomar Al Hanisim beHoda'ah. These days were not established for any purpose other than to recite Hallel and Al Hanisim. Meaning Rashi is trying to say that these are not Yamim Tovim in the same sense of the other Yamim Tovim De'oraisa that we have throughout the year. These are not Yamim Tovim like Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos. These are a singular Yamim Tovim. They're a different type of Yamim Tovim. Hanukkah is a Yom Tov that is marked, that its kiyum, its experience is via the means of Halal v'Hoda'ah. It is a day of Halal v'Hoda'ah. And that being the case, our recitation of Halal on Hanukkah is not really meant to perform some or to fulfill some other idea like Pursume Nisa or like thanking Hashem for the miracle, although those might be part of it as well, but it transcends that concept. It's something even more. And that is that by saying Halal on Hanukkah, we create the day of Hanukkah as a day of Halal v'Hoda'ah. And I think that this can be seen from the Atshuva of the Chasam Sofer as well. The Chasam Sofer explains that Halal on Hanukkah is actually a Halal mid-Oraisa. How could it be that Halal on Hanukkah is Halal mid-Oraisa if Hanukkah was established by the Rabbanan? So the Chasam Sofer explains that it's based on a Kal Vachomer, where the Gemara in Megillah explains that if we have to say Shira for Yetzias Mitzrayim, where we went from Avdus to Cheros, then Kal Vachomer that we would have to recite Shira for going from Misa to Chaim, like in the cases of Halel, of Hanukkah and Purim. And since the Shira of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Mid-Oraisa, so therefore the Halel, when we go from Misa to Chaim, is also Mid-Oraisa. But the Chasam Sofer goes even further, and he explains that the Kal Vachomer really works like this. What the Kal Vachomer means to say is that if we articulate Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach, so then it must be the case that we recite Hallel and Chanukah in Purim. What you see from the Chasam Sofer and his parallelism is that Hallel and Chanukah in Purim is parallel to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is the kiyum of Pesach. It's the way by which we articulate the entire experience of Pesach. So too, Hallel and Chanukah is the way by which we mark the entire essence of the day of Chanukah. And in that light, so Hallel and Chanukah could really be a unique Hallel. It could be a Hallel of the kiyum of the Kedushas Hayom of Chanukah. Let's just discuss very quickly one ramification of all of these different approaches, which is whether women are obligated in the Hallel of Chanukah. So the starting point for this discussion is based on a Tosfos in Maseches Sukkah and Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, where Tosfos infer from the Mishnah in Sukkah that generally for Hallel of other Yamim Tovim, like Sukkot and Pesach and Shavuos, we should assume that that women would be exempt from the mitzvah of Hallel on those days. And for what reason? Because Hallel on those days is a mitzvah saseh shehazman grama. Hallel comes as part of the Yom Tov, and since the Yom Tov is Aseh Shehazman Grama, or since the Yom Tov is Zman Grama, Hallel as a mitzvah saseh is a mitzvah saseh Shehazman Grama, and therefore women would be exempt from the Hallel of those days. And this is the impression that we get from the Rambam as well in Hilchos Chanukah Perek Gimel. However, Moshe Feinstein in Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Simon Kuf Tzadi, has a chiddush, where he explains that actually women would be obligated to say Hallel on Chanukah. There would be a chiyuv for women to say Hallel on Chanukah, even if women are exempt from saying Hallel during other Yamim Tovim of the year. What would be the basis to be mechayiv women in saying Hallel on Chanukah? So explains that Moshe Feinstein that the Hallel of Chanukah is parallel to the Hallel of Leil Pesach, the Hallel that we recite during the context of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Tosfos in Sukkah, and that very Tosfos in Sukkah that explains why women would be exempt generally from Hallel, explains that women might be obligated in the Hallel of Leil Pesach, because that Hallel is a Hallel al Hanis. So Rav Moshe Feinstein explains as well that Hallel on Chanukah is also a Hallel al Hanis. Hallel on Chanukah constitutes a fulfillment of Persume Nisa. And therefore, Rav Moshe Feinstein assumes that this type of Hallel, which is a fulfillment of Persume Nisa, would be incumbent upon everyone, not just men, but also women. And I presume that that the basis for that is the concept of Afhin Hayu Ba'oso Hanis, that women are obligated to fulfill the concept of Persume Nisa on Chanukah, which is the basis for their chiyuv in Hadlakas Neros Chanukah, and so too would be the basis for their chiyuv, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the chiyuv of Hallel. So if you take the approach that Hallel on Chanukah is really just a function of it being a quasi Yom Tov, so then Hallel should be treated as a mitzvah saseh, as man grama, just as it is with respect to other Yamim Tovim. But if Hallel on Chanukah carries with it some, if Hallel on Chanukah is really a fulfillment of Persume Nisa, so then we could have room to obligate women in the Hallel of Chanukah. So just to end off, so we see here from this this topic of Hallel and Chanukah that this whole idea of Persume Nisa and perhaps even viewing the days of Chanukah as days of Hallel VeHoda'ah, that we see from this that Hallel really plays a significant and really a crucial, invaluable role throughout the days of Chanukah. And it's through the Hallel of Chanukah that we are mekayim the idea of Persume Nisa, which Rav Daniel HaBavli explains is our ability to be mekadei shem shamayim by publicizing the miracles that Hashem has done for us. We spread kiddush shem shamayim throughout Dalet Kanfos Haaretz, and it's this crucial purpose that really lent to the endurance of Chanukah for all days. That even if the other days of Megillas Tainis were nullified, the day of Chanukah cannot be betela because it carries with it the theme of Persume Nisa, which is something relevant not only for reflecting on the past, but also for carrying its messages and themes and values every day of the future. Wish everyone a great rest of Chanukah and a great Shabbat.